With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. U.S. stocks had a roller coaster week, but they ended the week with gains. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrials closed up 110 points at 25,669. The NASDAQ Composite rose 9 points, and the S&P 500 also added 9. On the week, the Dow rose 1.4%, the NASDAQ lost 0.3%, and the S&P closed 0.6% higher. Mike Wursthorn covers the markets for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us now. Mike, I get the impression that as the week went on, investors basically dialed down their concerns about Turkey's currency crisis.
Investors had to do a bit of digging as the week went on. You know, a lot of times when these scares happen, and we've seen it with earlier this year with inflation, we saw it a number of times with trade concerns, there's this initial visceral reaction amongst investors where they just sell. And earlier in the week, a lot of selling broadly. It was pretty indiscriminate in terms of what they were selling. As the week went on, though, you know, people dug deeper. They realized that, you know, Turkey, while that situation is far from resolved, its overall impact on U.S. companies, fairly small. A lot of U.S. banks don't have a great amount of exposure to Turkish debt. Besides that, Turkey's contribution to global GDP is under 2%, so it's not a whole lot. There's other emerging market countries that pose much greater risks. And as that week went on, investors climbed that wall of worry.
Experts have said that any fallout from Turkey's economic troubles is more likely to be felt in Europe than in the U.S. And we had a report in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week basically saying the U.S. stock market is the place for investors to park their money.
It's been incredible because as much as there's been a lot of concern about where U.S. stocks are heading, it really has outperformed nearly all other major indexes across the world. And a big part of that is because of the phenomenal earnings growth and the global growth that really propelled the multinational U.S. companies to these new highs. So in a big part, while Europe is showing signs of sluggishness when it comes to growth, emerging market stock markets, as we were just talking about Turkey, are showing signs of instability in some cases. The U.S. stock market doesn't have any of those concerns. And on top of all that, you have a pretty big tax cut that's still boosting profits.
Strong earnings reports, especially from Walmart, certainly helped stocks. That was a big market driver.
And that gave a lot of conviction to investors that this storyline about consumers spending a lot and feeling, you know, very good about their current situation really took hold. It was on Walmart's earnings call where some of its executives were talking about how they haven't seen this climate amongst consumers. It hasn't looked this good in the last 20 years. So for a lot of investors, that was another indication that here in the U.S., while there's uncertainty all around the world, here in the U.S., things look really good.
And another thing is trade concerns seem to have subsided a bit because there's a report out that the U.S. and China will hold some lower-level trade talks ahead of a summit that's going to be held, I guess, in November between President Trump and the Chinese president.
And that's what investors are certainly are always looking for signs of where this is going. But to them, to know that there is an agreement to at least sit down and have these discussions, to them shows progress, that there is a conversation, that we're not just resorting back to tit-for-tat tactics that have really just been roiling the market. So for investors, this is a sign of good news. But of course, we have to wait till the meeting and hope that, you know, between now and then, maybe some of those escalations can be dialed back because, you know, a number of tariffs will be scheduled to take effect, and that still will be a hurdle for the markets to get over.
And there seems to have been sort of a shift in the indexes. The Dow Industrials, as I mentioned, rose almost 1.5%, and I believe that was the second straight week of strong gains for the blue chips.
It was, and also that Thursday when a big part of that gain came because of Thursday where the Dow had a massive gain. It was its biggest gain in 4 months. So in a big part, that gets back to that earnings story. Walmart was a big part of that. But investors are really starting to see, you know, all those concerns earlier this year about peak earnings and whether or not corporations have maxed out their profits. We're not there yet. So for a lot of investors, they're willing to ride this a bit longer and see where earnings continue to go.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Mike Wursthorn. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.
And here's a look at what to expect in the week ahead. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday will issue the minutes from its last policy meeting held on July 31st and August 1st. Then on Thursday, it's the start of the Fed's annual symposium to be held in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. In a relatively light week for economic reports, we'll get July data on new and existing home sales. Also a July report on durable goods orders. Earnings season is past its peak, but several retailers will issue their quarterly numbers. Among them are Kohl's, Target, Target, Gap, Foot Locker, Guess, Urban Outfitters, and Lowe's. And this Friday, Cigna shareholders are set to vote on the health insurer's deal to buy Express Scripts Holding for $54 billion. And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner from The Wall Street Journal.